the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Thanks, Orion.
You're welcome. Oh, well, that's him.
No, that's Orion.
Muhammad Ali's battles outside the boxing ring were remembered before the prayer service for Ali today in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Former U.S. Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. spoke. For the first time publicly, really, with our own Ryan Burrow, this is the first time he's spoken to a local reporter about what's going on here.
The passing of Muhammad Ali is a momentous event in the history of our country, maybe even the history of our world. When one considers the extraordinary mountain that he had to climb from Louisville, Kentucky, to the Olympics, through segregation, through a sense of identity that carried the hopes of a people to a universalism that moved beyond race and sex and class and saw the brotherhood of all men and women.
You know, I want to just say one thing about Jesse Jackson Jr.
He's owned what he's done. He hasn't played those squirrely games sometimes politicians do when they come back and serve their time.
That's true.
He's come out and said, look, what I did was wrong. I'm going to take a different path in life and give him credit for that.
Yeah, still got, he's got that sound, right? You know that sort of sound, that wide-eyed sound when he talks like that period. He and his wife both had that. You saw the trouble happening there. And this is not a statement about the family or anything. Like, there's incredibly, his mom is a fantastic woman. His dad obviously has had an incredible impact on American culture. His brothers are very successful. His sister is very successful. But he just always had like that. He always had that crazy thing going.
Well, he did. He did when he was floating the idea of running for mayor. There were some aggressive news conferences, and there was a strange tone. But I would say the cadence of his voice is reflective of his father in some ways. The way he puts sentences together sounds like his dad.
I'm here because at least 200 times Ali's been knocked down, and his lesson in my life is: and we get up, and we fight back. And we move past what people say, and we make our broader contribution for the glory of people and for the glory of God.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
What I was talking about. Sugar Ray Leonard was there, Don King, Jesse Jackson himself, Senior Lennox Lewis. The Turkish president was there. 14,000 people showed up for Muhammad Ali's.
Now, the Turkish president is touring the United States. That's interesting. I wonder if he was scheduled to be in Louisville for anything.
Maybe he came for that. Who knows?
Yeah.
But he was there, and 14,000 mourners attended the traditional Muslim service.
I've not been out of my home or away from my children since my incarceration. But to celebrate the life of Ali gives me reason to stand up, to fight with the courage to come back, and to accept that the ground is no place for a champion.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
All right. Checking in at
number 4.
Rebuilding America PAC, one of the new super PACs that recently sprouted in support of Donald Trump, has made its first advertising buy of the general election campaign, roughly about $1 million on national cable outlets. And according to two strategists with knowledge of the purchase, the group released its first ad that ties Hillary Clinton's use of her private email to, Bill's possible indiscretions.
But I want to say one thing.
We turned over everything.
I want you to listen to me.
I did not send classified material.
Not a single time.
And I did not receive.
Never.
Any material that was marked or designated classified.
I never told anybody to lie.
That's all I could say.
These allegations are false.
I don't know how it works digitally at all.
And the tagline is more of the same.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. You saw it.
I saw it this morning on CNN.
And
yeah.
It made a distinct impression.
Yes, it did. It without question. And I got to say, it was, it's going to have an impact. I don't think there's any two ways around it. It's the kind of ad that is, and I'm surprised they dropped it this early, because it's that ad has gotten, and this really shocks me. Hmm. This ad has first week in November written all over it.
You would think, but this particular super PAC, this was only, you said, what, a million something. They have more than 32 million for this one super PAC already, ready to just start releasing these things. And this is how it goes. It's already ugly. We can only imagine what will happen.
Right. But I mean, but the problem is that this is an incredible vulnerability. Again, I go back to this. As an American who doesn't see thinks that Donald Trump is off his rails, is nuts, is also and knows that Hillary Clinton has, and the Clintons as a group in totality, have had some problems with the truth, and they have always kind of run by their rules and done things the way they want to do them. And there was, remember that term Clinton fatigue at the end of the 90s?
I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big deal. And it probably cost Al Gore the election. Now, I think what's different, and people are talking about this today with the president coming out and endorsing, that's coming up, but the president coming out and endorsing
Hillary Clinton,
is that does it really happen? You know, what's interesting is not since 1948 has there been a three-term presidency, except one time, Reagan.
And they're saying she already has the...
Meaning that the person from the party, you know, continued on
yeah. within the same party after a two-term president. Mm-hmm. They're already saying that she has tied up the minority vote, but in terms of getting them out in numbers, President Obama can help rally the troops in a big way, and that he will be extremely meaningful, and First Lady Michelle Obama will be as well, as stumpers for her. Powerful.
I don't know if that... I mean, I think that this country is so tribalized right now that I don't know that it necessarily goes and here's what you have to reach, the middle. Because the conservatives... Well, I shouldn't even say that, because there's a number of conservatives very unhappy with Donald Trump. But Republicans... Who, you know, there's the never Hillarys and the never Trumps.
Mm-hmm. A lot of those this year.
But that's what it is this year. It isn't, hey, oh, I love Hillary. Oh, I love Donald Trump. The only person who loves Donald Trump is Donald Trump.
He does love himself, that's
right?
For sure.
He's the only person.
Do you hear him say today, I don't need as much money as other people have needed to run campaigns in the past, because I get so many invitations to be on television. I get so many interviews. But I don't know if that strategy works so well for him, because he tends to bungle some of those interviews and get himself, he's his own worst enemy in those interviews.
And I think that Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, too, she's going to have a lot of questions about this, and they will find something. And there is an FBI investigation into the emails. And why did she, as the Secretary of State, why did she have a private email server in her home? And what other business were they doing in the name of the Clinton Global Initiative? Because the Trump people, the opposition research people who are working for Republicans, they were getting ready for this anyway, and they apparently have given this information to Trump to disseminate on his own. And I wouldn't do that if I were them. I would have it disseminated in a different way, because you get to Trump, people may not believe it. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that the Clinton Global Initiative will have accepted money from foreign leaders all over the planet Earth. And the question is, did any of them, and this is the question, I don't know that it's ever provable, but certainly the implication will be that they did receive, these foreign leaders did receive something of a gift in some sort of treatment by the United States government when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State.
Those
it's an unprovable thing, but it may be an unprovable thing.
But on its face alone, the regimes and governments they accepted money from also tend to have poor records, some of them, on human rights, women's rights, gay rights, all those other things, too. When you accept money from those governments, does that mean you support that as well, or is that part of the package of what you have to own? Saudi Arabia, et cetera, et cetera.
That's my answer to that. And I think that's going to be their answer to it. Who's asking? I think that's going to be a lot of... They're going to have to send Roger Clinton out to answer these questions.
They're going to hide Roger Clinton for a little while. I mean, he kind of embarrassed them in California.
You know what? I don't really know. But do you all have a beer? Because there's a lot of questions coming at me. I could really use a beer.
Weekday mornings 4 to 10, it has everything you need to know and some things you just need to see. WGN-TV Morning News, Chicago's must-watch morning news.
Hey, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview with true outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom while you're there. 312-981-7200, 19th caller. Gets that $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview.
How about that?
Find sponsors at the top 5 at 5. We are now up to
number 3.
Republican Congresswoman Renee Elmers was caught on camera telling North Carolina Representative Maggie Sandrock that she'd gotten too fat.
Oh. You're eating a little bit too much pork barbecue. Woo!
Couldn't really hear that.
Yes, you couldn't really hear that. But that's what
but
she does there. She
sounded
does,
like
she yeah. does do that. Now, when confronted by a television station, Elmers was unapologetic.
Yeah, she's put on a little weight.
Are you friends with her?
I know her. She she's actually, I think she lives in Lillington. And she's part of the Republican Party. Sure.
Would she describe you as friends?
I don't know.
This is where the politics just gets silly. I mean, what? Come on. Come on, guys.
By the end of the day. Let's see. Now, he had the. By the end of the day, Sandrock had the final word here and the final laugh. Elmers became the first GOP incumbent this year to lose her primary, a combination of pushback against her endorsement from Donald Trump and her attempt to stall a pro-life bill earlier this year.
Typical Renee. She has become a mean girl on steroids, in my view. I would consider her a friend, but. Certainly not a good one. Good friends don't tell you you're fat or you're getting fat. They may say, everything going well, Maggie? You look a little stressed out, but they don't say, too much pork barbecue, Maggie.
Too much pork barbecue. Oh, God. Oh.
What about barbecue? We can barbecue tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So this woman lost her bid and then called her opponent fat. This is basically what we're learning here.
That's really... mature.
Doesn't Anna always say, move over, Porky?
No.
To you, bro?
Oh, right. That one ad. Yes. The thing I have to read.
Yeah, no, that was a reference to the, yeah. That, yeah!
No, that was for the Chicago's Best on Sundays on WGN-TV.
It was pretty funny.
But then you always take it like I'm saying it to you.
Would you go back to the Eric and Kathy podcast you were listening to?
Let us know
just
if there's anything.
Put your headphones back on and just listen to it on your phone, and then we'll call you when we need you.
Number 2.
Last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Kimmel marked the 32nd anniversary of the original Ghostbusters release. The reboot, one of the most online derided remakes in history, opens July 15th. The cast of the new Ghostbusters unites with the cast of the original 1984 movie. Aykroyd was asked about the idea of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. How did that actually happen?
And it was so funny when John DeVicus came up with the first drawings. I said, marry the Pillsbury Doughboy, the Michelin Tire Man, and the Angelus Marshmallow Man, and put them all together. So he draws them, and then I open the FedEx, and he's a sailor. And then, what do you mean he's a sailor? And then Billy, in the movie, just, you know, improvised line, which is one of the classics. So my friend John DeVicus, Michael Gross.
It is a classic.
What did Bill Murray think about the new movie?
There are both men and women in this film. And speaking as a man that has dressed as a woman, I couldn't be happier. Really. These girls did a really good job. And I can call them girls because I am a boy.
Gotta love Bill Murray.
All right. Mm-hmm. And finally,
number 1.
You know, it's not too often that you get Coach Ditka to go to bat for you.
No.
Nope.
No, he doesn't go to bat for just anybody.
Nope. Especially when it comes to the ladies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You don't often see him endorsing a young man in that situation.
Almost never, I would say.
No, I think that's probably true.
But that's what happened an hour ago to our own Kevin Powell.
God, The Ditka nod of approval.
When Ditka told single women within the sound of our voice, 300 radial miles, this.
This guy
thing.
Is a good-looking dude.
He is. Yeah, I know. He's got a lot going for him.
I'm looking at the shirt. He got bulging muscles.
Right.
Come on, girls.
Muscle
get on board.
Coach.
Girls.
Coach, for the girls.
Coach,
girls.
What the heck are we doing?
You ever drink this muscle milk, Coach?
Kevin, and WGN.
That's what he does.
Come, I mean, and listen, it's a date you got to have, gang.
There it is. I got Coach Ditka behind my back.
But you better take that prostate PM.
Right. I
start now.
Okay. All right.
Start now.
Start early.
Because you can never have.
You don't want to be interrupted.
Okay. No. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yes. Career highlight right there.
Seriously. It's got to be.
I cannot believe. I still, you know what? Again, one day this nightmare is going to end and I'm going to wake up. And it's, the birds are going to sing, and it's going to be sunny, and Donald Trump's not going to be the presumptive nominee.
Are you going to use that comment? You got to be talking about
that. Oh, it's already saved on my phone. It's my ringtone, actually.
Mm-hmm. And Ditka's not going to be endorsing Kevin Powell to Coach, do curls for the girls?
Coach Ditka endorses Kevin Powell, 27-year-old bachelor.
So great. What a great moment.
Coach Ditka for Kevin, 2016.
Yeah. One day I'm going to wake up, and this is, and all of this is just going to be a dream gone really, 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 really bad. All right, let's close it all up now.
The top five at five.